18th of January 2019, Mark 2, 1 to 12. When he returned to Capernaum, sometime later, word went round that he was in the house. And so many people collected that there was no room left, even in front of the door. He was preaching the word to them. When some people came, bringing him a paralytic carried by four men. But as they could not get there the man to him through the crowd, they stripped the roof over the place where Jesus was. And when they had made an opening, they lowered the stretcher on which the paralytic lay. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Now some scribes were sitting there, and they thought to themselves, "How can this man talk like that? He is being blasphemous. Who but God can forgive sins?" And at once Jesus, inwardly aware that this is why they were thinking, said to them, "Why do you have these thoughts in your hearts? Which of these is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your stretcher and walk'? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I order you, get up, pick up your stretcher and go off home." And the man got up and at once picked up his stretcher and walked out in front of everyone, so that they were all astonished and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." We are full of joy to see the faith of the people and that Jesus was healing the paralytic man. The faith of them was so concrete that they took away all obstacles till this man was before the Lord. So we can see it was not only the faith of the sick person, no, the faith of those who did all to bring him to the Lord. And this is important to realize. We can believe for others. We can stand before the Lord for others. Because the faith is, as a supernatural gift, living in the conviction that God can act and wants to act. It's concentrated to God, not first to the need of the person, which needs help, of course, and asks for help, but the phrase is God wants to do, concretely. And here, today, we can see a great faith. And the Lord was answering. The answer was different, because Jesus did first the most important of all. He forgave the sins. And what kind of grace is this for all people, that they do not have to die with their sins? That this burden of sin can be taken away from him, that they can have hope again, that the soul will be purified, and the human being receives back his dignity from God and is saved from the slavery of sin. Because it's a sin who makes man spiritually paralytic, robbing his beauty, is hindering to do the good with joy at once and complete, and does not allow God to penetrate the soul. The sin is which is destroying the real image of man, in which normally God can be seen by other people, and is offending God, of course. It's a great injustice against God, who made man so wonderful and gave him glory and honor. So the greatest gift God gave was first in this situation to forgive the sins, that the paralytic will be healed and liberated also spiritually from his sickness. Well, some scribes
who
didn't recognize that she's the Son of God, they were angry about that. And the heart was in danger to be closed. But Jesus gave them a chance. He could read in the hearts of those people. And so we can see it's a wonderful gift from the Lord that He can read in our heart. He can see all and everything. And He knows what it is, and He helps us to discover that. And we need not to have fear. Because Jesus did not come for damnation of us, but to save us. We know our heart only a little bit. And if we do not ask the Holy Spirit, then we do not know something about our innermost motivations. Let us see its example. Jesus showed those scribes the thoughts of their hearts and was opening the way for the real decision. It is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up and go." But you should know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins on earth. Now, the decision is at the hand of the scribes, because the Lord does directly what He said. And if the scribes would follow the way the Lord chose them, then they would lose their paralytic to understand who is the Lord. The spirit would be free, and they could say with the others, "Never we saw something like this." The words of today are giving us some important points. It's calling us to have firm faith. It's teaching us that we can also serve with our faith others. The text is an invitation to be full of joy that God can forgive our sins and to praise Him. It's a call to open our heart without fear to God, that all thoughts which are inside, which are not in the light of the Lord, could be touched and corrected by the Lord. And then we unite us with the praising of the Lord that Jesus was healing this paralytic.
Today's Alleluia verse says, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things."
Canta. Mirabilis.